Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. So great to be with you. How about this message to the Democrats? Keep your freaking hands off our daughters. We don't want the young women of America to be drafted, okay? This is the latest plot by the woke mob inside the United States Senate to move through the National Defense Authorization Act, a provision that would have young ladies now when they turn 18 registering for selective service and registering for the draft. I have said for a long time, war is a man's game. Let it be a man's game. Now, this is not to say that if you're a young lady and you want to volunteer for the military, have at it. I even think now, and I've grown on this topic, that there may be combat roles for women, providing you can meet and match the same physical tests that are required by men. Okay, I'm fine with that. But on a volunteer basis, you can't be drafting in young ladies into the military. This is all part of the plot to what? To destroy our military from within. It is the wussification of America. We watch the transgender ideology in the military. We watch the diversity, equity, and inclusion push inside the military. Now bring more women in. God forbid we were in a World War III scenario. I'm going to talk about all this today, and then we're going to talk about more of the cheap fakes that the Biden administration is telling us. Another video of Joe Biden, literally as feeble as it gets. He can't even get into his SUV. Play that, and more from the women of The View today. So with that, folks, let's get the party started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right. Thank you so much. Listen, I don't like the idea of women having to register for the draft, but let's be honest about something. I don't think we're ever going to get to a point where we need a draft. There is never going to be a kinetic war like there was during World War II. You're never going to have hundreds of thousands of men storming the beaches of a faraway place, whether it's an island in the Pacific or whether it's a beach in Europe. It's not happening. With technology today, with the weaponry that we have, with the drone situations, there is not going to be boots on the ground like we saw during World War II or even Vietnam. So with that, I think the draft is absolutely obsolete now. It doesn't mean you don't leave it in place in case we need it. So God forbid anything was to happen and we have fewer and fewer Americans signing up for the military. I think one of the reasons that makes our military so great is it is an all-volunteer army. And so when you start forcing people in, it takes away from, I believe, the readiness and the desire to win that our United States military has. I think because it's all-volunteer, makes it one of the greatest fighting forces on earth. But you see the left trying to ruin this. And this woke ideology of equity for everyone, equal outcomes for everyone. Man or woman should have equal outcomes. Well, bogus. I'm still under the belief I let a woman off the elevator first. If I get my very special lady friend angry with me, I'm going to send her flowers. She doesn't need to send me flowers. I'm sending her flowers. These are special privileges that come along with being a woman, okay? I'm going to be ultimately a protector in any position that I can. This is not to say women can't protect themselves. It's not to say that women can't play that role in situations if they're forced upon to do it. But in the overall scheme of things, I want to lead and I want to protect. This goes for the United States military too. We don't need to be drafting our daughters. Keep your hands off our daughters, please. So this was a little rundown of exactly what's going on that I saw on Fox News. Check it out.
Martha, good morning. The Senate version of the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets out military and national security priorities, would require women to register for selective service. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley is not a fan, writing on X, quote, "I'm not voting for any defense bill that forces my daughter to register for the draft. Not now, not ever." And he's not alone. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy also reacting on X, quote, "You can go straight to hell over my dead body." The argument for women being a part of the draft comes from experts such as the National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service. It concludes, quote, "This is a necessary and fair step. making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency. Now, there are two different versions of this bill, one in the House, one in the Senate, so it's possible women in the draft could get dropped as lawmakers iron out the differences. Martha?
Well, when you hear everyone talk about this, it becomes clear to me that it most likely and most certainly is going to get dropped. I don't think the House of Representatives and any Republican in his good mind is going to force women to sign up for the draft. I get this whole push that they want women and men on equal standing and all of these things. Now, we should all have equal opportunity, but we're not equal, okay? Some people are smarter than others. Some people are stronger than others. And on a whole, men are stronger than women. On a whole, women may be mentally tougher than men. I will give women that on a whole. But when it comes to physical ability and you look at a fighting force and you want the strongest of the strong to be pulled in because you're not going to need everybody. No matter what war we have, we're not going to need everyone. You'd want to start with the strongest, most physically strongest. Now, it's not to say that there's not a woman who's stronger than a man. Of course there is. But on a whole, men are stronger than women. The left just doesn't want to admit this. They don't want to admit there are differences. They don't want to admit that over the course of history, men have been the hunter and gatherers. Not because they just decided to, but because God built us in a way that we were more adept to do that than women. But oh my Lord, you tell that to the left, they go totally out of control. Totally out of control. So this was a video I saw that was put together asking young men on Liberty University, all right, which is a nice conservative school, about the idea of women serving in the military and specifically being drafted.
Should women be included in the draft?
No.
No.
Why not?
I don't know that that's necessarily the woman's role. I think they can be involved in the war effort, but I don't know that them being in the draft is fair.
Should women be allowed in the draft?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Women and men have distinct roles given by God. God created men to be the protectors and providers, and it is a strong society that recognizes that that's men's role to go out and protect the family and the nation. It is a weak and feeble society full of weak and feeble men that would dare send its mothers and daughters off to war to fight.
I don't think they should be included in the draft.
Would you want to be drafted?
No, I would not.
Should women be included in the draft?
Personally, I do not think so.
Why not?
I just believe that men and women have biblical roles.
Should women be included in the...
I love this interview, by the way. Biblical roles? Could you imagine what the left's going to say to that? But it is true. Can you imagine us as a society when the men are sending women off to fight our wars for us? Come on. Man, this, we know we have sunk to new lows if this is what we're resorting to. Hey, honey, go fight for me. Oh, by the way, there's a shooter in the convenience store. I'm going to run out. Can you handle it, babe? Not a chance. Not on my watch. Here's what I say. Honey, out the back door as I'm pulling my firearm and taking out the shooter. This is what men are supposed to do, but sadly, the war on men is taking its toll. I mean, the wussification of America is very real. We're raising total puss bags. There's no doubt about it in my mind. But I like these young people at Liberty University.
Draft.
I don't believe so because men are called to be the protectors of the family and providers. And so that includes going to war and going to defend their families. And so I'm not like a traditional feminist, but I'm a biblical feminist. So that means that men should go and protect our country.
We need to seriously consider what type of nation we're living in if we send our mothers and daughters to fight for us.
Amen to that. My kid's 15 years old. We got to look at Liberty University for him. It's like the only school left in America that has any common sense now. I did an interview with Congressman Mike Garcia of California, Republican, who was a Navy fighter pilot. I mean, this guy, really a war hero, great congressman from California, a friend of mine. And we talked to him on the radio about this. I want to tell you about it in just a moment. Before I do, folks, the wellness company is doing such great things to help you keep your family safe. These prescription medication kits are a must-have when it comes to the safety and security of your family. I know that I've got water on hand. I know I have food on hand. I've got like 6 months of food on hand. And I've got ammunition. I've got more ammunition than probably I could ever use. And I continue to collect ammunition. The other thing that I've added to my arsenal of preparedness is, of course, the wellness kits, the emergency medical kits from the wellness company. Ivermectin included in these kits. You have all of the other very needed prescription medications like amoxicillin. You got Z-Packs. You have antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, all included in this kit. So you have the speed of delivery. Something happens. God forbid we're in chaos and drugstores you can't get to. But even more than that, just like me last week, strep throat. I got the kit on hand. I start pounding amoxicillin. In a couple days, it's gone and I'm feeling great. The wellness company can help you. TWC.health/grant. TWC.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for free activation on this. And I promise you, this is something you definitely need to do. Okay, folks? It is imperative that you do it to keep your family safe. TWC.health/grant. Use that promo code GRANT. All right. I told you we talked to Congressman Mike Garcia on the radio program, my co-host Jen Horn and I. I want you to little listen to that conversation. What does he have to say about the idea of women being forced to register for the draft? Congressman, I have said, and I mean this, I'm not even joking around, I believe war is a man's game. And I do not like the idea of offering up our daughters into the military to register for selective service in the draft. This comes out of the House. What is going on?
Out of the Senate, actually.
Out of the Senate.
Yeah,
what is going on?
Let's talk about that. So first of all, that came out of the Senate. We haven't dealt with that in the House yet. We had an NDA that made just male signing up for selective service an automatic thing. So they don't have to, you know, the 18-year-old doesn't have to fill out a card and then forgets to do it. And then when he applies for a job when he's 25, he finds out that he didn't do selective service and he's facing fines. So we just made that automatic in our House version. The Senate is debating this, whether women should be part of selective service, which could lead to a draft at some point. I'll be honest, this is one of the issues that I literally was 50-50 on, and we went out to our district and polled our constituents and got their feedback. And even after that poll came back 50-50. But honestly, what I'm seeing in the military right now, under this leadership, under this president, and frankly, in with some of the policies, I'm not sure about sending, my son into the military, much less my daughter. So there's also rampant sexual harassment and sexual assault cases that, frankly, the Secretary of Defense and leadership aren't taking seriously. So I do think that in a World War III type environment, there are jobs that we would need, cyber warfare officers. We would need missile launchers from North Dakota. That women can fill, but I'm not comfortable making them part of the draft. So no, I will not be supporting as of effectively this week, just seeing the data and some of the sexual harassment and sexual assault issues that the military is having. I wouldn't be comfortable sending daughters, requiring women to go into the military under a draft.
You know, Jen, if I could just say, and then I'm going to hand it over to Jen.
And by the way, Grant, if I could clarify something, that's not to say that I don't think women can serve during combat operations or should have the opportunity if they want to, or that they're just as effective in many environments as men. It's just from a draft and selective service perspective, I don't think women should be required to.
I agree with you. I agree women should have every opportunity to volunteer, and God bless anybody that goes and signs up for the military, including yourself, Congressman, and our nation would be lost without people like you, and that includes women. But I feel like there's this push from the Democrats to wussify our military. We look at the transgender ideology that has taken over the military, the war on, well, let's just say white soldiers in the military, when they talk about DEI and you got Millie understanding white rage, all of it is the wussification of our military. And then to somehow infuse it, if we were at wartime, with women who maybe don't want to be there, I just don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, the irony of this, and first of all, a huge shout out to Ken Calvert, who is the chairman of the Defense Subcommittee on Appropriations that I sit on. He and his staff have taken all of this crap out of the DOD budget. The last 2 years since we've been in the majority. So his leadership on that issue, and then also on the military pay raise, is why I've been able to be able to get these bills onto the House floor, pass on the floor for these pay raises for our junior enlisted troops. So Ken Calvert, who's local, he's in a tough race as well. He's in the trenches fighting to get our DOD fixed, despite this president. The irony of what you're saying, though, is it goes beyond that. It's not just the DEI push. When you look at the DOD, the military is actually the most diverse federal agency. It's actually more diverse than society itself. When you look at the number of Hispanics, Black Americans who serve in our military, the percentages are actually disproportionately minority relative to the rest of society. So the far left jumping up and down saying that the DOD is not diverse is actually wrong, factually wrong. The data is not there to support it. And frankly, you know, affirmative action is unconstitutional. It's reverse discrimination. And so I'm proud of the folks who serve in the military. I'm proud of the fact that, you know, I think it's something like a quarter to a third are Hispanic that serve in the military, that we need to keep doing that. The real issue is no one wants to join the military right now because the guy in charge of the military, the president, and the Secretary of Defense are the two weakest leaders we've had probably in 200 years. So that goes to the core of the issue. It's not a lack of diversity and inclusion. Everyone's allowed to join at this point, basically, and mm-hmm. we need war fighters, and this is a tough time.
I want you to talk about the pay for military veterans here in a second, but just to chime in on this, too, as the lady in the room. But, look, I think I wouldn't have a problem having, and I'm with you, Congressman, I feel very 50-50 on this. I think I could probably be swayed either way. I have to think it through. But I think what the real issue is that I don't want my daughter or my son, for that matter, fighting under a Joe Biden commander-in-chief. He is absolutely a weak leader who I'm not convinced actually has the best interests of our country at heart or that loves our country in the way that people who would volunteer for military service do. That's the issue, I think, for anybody. But and I think that's why a volunteer military is the way to go, obviously. But we'll see what happens. The Senate has put this in. The House of Representatives still working on this. But I do want to give you a chance to talk about this piece that aired in Fox News or that ran in Fox News this week online. And we're talking again about the payment for the troops, which you have been working on, an issue close to your heart, that they're being paid worse than fast food workers in California. And you've got personal stories because you served and you helped troops literally file for bankruptcy because they couldn't afford to live.
Yeah, you guys know I was a naval aviator in the Navy, aircraft carrier based. But I was also a division officer while I was a fighter pilot, right? So I was in charge of 25 to 30 sailors, and literally a third of my sailors qualified for food stamps. They were going through bankruptcy issues while their you know, spouse and kids were at home. They start at $12 an hour when you normalize it for a 40-hour work week. You know, they basically are making $22,000 a year as a starting salary. In and out makes, what, $20, $24 an hour right now, and the minimum wage is $20, $22 at McDonald's. So this is a problem. And the president of the United States, Joe Biden, has publicly stated he opposes any NDAA or spending bills that give this what is effectively a 19% pay raise to our E1s through E4s. These are the most junior ranks in the military. And so, you know, I thank Ken Calvert for supporting. He's figured out a way to get this through the markups, and we'll vote on it on the floor, pass it in the House, and then the Senate will veto it because of the president. So this is politically, it's suicide. By the way, your point about Joe Biden being the commander in chief, he's going to be gone in January, and it's because of things like this. It's a lack of awareness, obviously, at a personal level, but it's his administration, it's his campaign folks who are saying, hey, it's a good idea to try to shoot down pay raises for our troops. You know, record high inflation, global turmoil on the international stage. We're not the premier superpower that we used to be, and he's decided to, you know, threaten to veto a bill for a pay raise for our troops. It's shameful, and that's why he's not going to be the commander in chief in January.
Thank you so much. From your lips to God's ears, right? That's what we're hoping for, and we all have to get out there and work to get you reelected, to get Ken Calvert reelected, to get Donald Trump reelected.
Amen to that. Thank you, Jen, for offering up that. We got to get those guys back in office, President Trump especially. But think about this. Joe Biden vetoing a pay raise for our members of our military. And what does he want to do? The leftists, they want to bring women in the draft. Just goes against everything we stand for as Americans, not surprisingly. He's got another issue, though, by the way, this cheap fake nonsense that we're lying and the videos are being doctored and the wrong angles. I've got another video to show you of him barely able to get into an SUV. But before I show you that video, folks, let me tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/Grant. I have a Patriot Mobile phone. This phone has two lines on it. One carrier, Patriot Mobile, two networks, okay, and two separate lines. So when I'm in another city, if one network doesn't work so good, I use the other line. Or maybe for business, I want two numbers. I can answer and call from two different lines from the same phone. It's unbelievable. The Patriot One plan, one phone, two lines. I urge you to get with Patriot Mobile when you talk about a company that supports the values that we support. This is about literally taking a fight to the left. Stop giving money to woke cell phone companies. Start supporting a company that's literally putting in God We Trust signs in schools across America. And taking great heat for it, by the way. So this is why I support Patriot Mobile, because they support the things that I do. And I want to be part of an army, a team, a massive group of people that all think alike and want the best for America. That's what Patriot Mobile is about. Make the switch today. Don't wait anymore. Just do it. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT. Use that promo code Grant for free activation. 972-PATRIOT. You tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right. I told you we got another video of Joe Biden. Now, first off, folks, just look at him here. Slowly walking, even if what's about to happen never happened, just his gait walking to the SUV. This is not a cheap fake. Here he is trying to get into the SUV, and what? He can't get in here. He can barely get in. The guy's helping him. It's a disaster. Folks, this looks about as bad as it gets. I mean, I put my glasses on to see this, and we can roll it back, right, to where he's getting in. Let's roll it back. Look at this. Here. There he is. Why does the guy just give him a leg up and push him in? Because he's too feeble and too fragile. That's why. Now, is that a cheap fake? Is that a doctored video from the wrong angle or somehow being manipulated? No, that's Joe Biden. Did we make it up when Joe Biden falls going up the Air Force One steps? No. Did we make it up when he falls at the Air Force Academy on stage? No. We make it up when he wanders off. When he wanders off on the D-Day invasion. I have that video here. Let me find that video for you. Here it is, right here. Remember this? Wanders away. There he is, old Joe Biden. But that, too, apparently, is a cheap fake, according to Karine Jean-Pierre.
Ironically, several recent cheap fakes actually attack the president for thanking troops. For thanking troops, that is what they're attacking the president for. Both in Normandy, this happened, and again in Italy. And I think that it tells you everything that we need to know about how desperate Republicans are here.
Are we desperate? Is this thanking troops? This is him totally confused. There's a paratrooper right in front of him he could thank, but instead he wanders off. Now, the big lie is that I'm not telling you that he's going to thank the other paratrooper that's on the ground that's not even looking at him. He's looking straight above him. He's lost. This is not me making it up. Let your eyes tell the story here.
Instead of talking about the president's performance in office, and what I mean by that is his legislative wins, what he's been able to do for the American people across the country, we're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos. And it is, again, done in bad faith.
Oh, gosh. Tell me, is this a deep fake? Is this a deep fake? He can't get into the SUV. That's not a deep fake. It's not a cheap fake. It's real, man. His dementia is absolutely real, and it's out of control, and it is a national security risk, and this is one of the many reasons why he is going to lose come November. Do we make it up when he shakes hands with a ghost? Do we make it up when he's sniffing young girls' hair? Is that a cheap fake, too? Do we make it up when he tells the same lies over and over again about his uncle getting eaten by cannibals and riding on an Amtrak train with a conductor that retired 20 years before he was ever even on that Amtrak train? Are these made-up stories? Are they cheap fakes? No. They're reality. What I deal with on this program is the truth. And again, I will tell you that the truth you can see with your own eyes, folks. With your own eyes. And you tell me that this is not reality. You better believe that's reality. He's gone, man. He's gone. Look at him. Off he goes. So, this is what's happening. And there he is. Oh, cheap fake. The only thing that's cheap is Karine Jean-Pierre. She's not worth anything. She's the worst press secretary in the history of all press secretaries. That I promise you. She's cheap. You better not be paying her very much money. I'm sure she's making a couple $100,000 a year. Can you believe it? She ain't worth it. That's for sure. But this is what we get. I will tell you something else, folks. The lies coming from the left, the scare tactics from the left are out of control. They want you to believe that President Trump will do literally what Joe Biden and the Democrats do. They want you to believe that President Trump's going to come in and cancel all Democrats, going to wipe TV shows off the air, going to cancel your social media accounts. It's not happening. President Trump was in office before. We didn't see that. We don't believe in censorship. I don't care what Democrats say. I'll beat them with the truth every day of the week. Yet, you get this from Joy Behar with Rachel Maddow.
So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive that he will go after however he has to, through the IRS maybe, or even, through sponsors to get us off the air maybe, or you. Yeah.
This is exactly what they've done to us. Folks, this is the tip off. Everything they're worried about us doing is something they've already done. That's why they're worried about it. It's like the spouse who's worried about his wife cheating. He's probably most worried about it because that's what he was doing. This is projection.
How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country. Yeah. I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after other Americans. So I can use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies and I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
What have they done to us? What have they done to grandmothers and grandfathers who were at the Capitol on January 6th, did nothing wrong, and they persecute them in the courts? What have they done to everyone surrounding President Trump during his years in the White House? They've tried to bankrupt them if they haven't tried to put them in jail and succeeded at putting them in jail. So Rachel Maddow has some nerve when she says she's concerned for the country. I'm concerned for the country, man. I'm concerned for the country of what the Democrats, her as a mouthpiece, Joy Behar as a mouthpiece, the cackling hens of The View as mouthpieces to push this left-wing propaganda that is based in falsehoods and lies. And yet they accuse us of this nonsense that only they are doing. Who got canceled on social media? It wasn't Democrats. I got canceled. I've had to rebuild a YouTube account. I've had to rebuild a TikTok account. I've been shadow banned on Facebook. Monetization totally wiped out. Thousands of dollars every month. Why? Because I'm a conservative. Why? Because I speak the truth. Why? Because I'm unafraid. Why? Because I take the fight to them and I will not back down. So they cancel us. It's not what we're doing to them. This kind of thing irritates me to no end. Because there will be American people that will buy into this nonsense and not understand this is the tactics of the left, not the right.
Like, that's just not a good system for anybody. And I don't think anybody's safe if that's the sort of basis on which he wants to get more power.
Well, remember when Nixon had an enemies list? That was a proud moment for a lot of people if they were on the enemies list. Maybe we need to turn it around like that.
Well, I think that if he decides that he's going to go after you or me or anybody who's well known, we have resources, we'll likely be fine. But I think there's a pattern where he picks out individual people and effectively terrorizes them. Stormy Daniels wearing a bulletproof vest to get into the courthouse.
Once you have political...
Who has been violent? Show me the right-wing extremists that engaged in violence when they convicted President Trump in such a bogus manner in New York. Were there riots? Were auto zones being burned down? Did we have right-wing media saying, no, look at the mostly peaceful protest as fires are raging behind them? No. We went about our business quietly saying, we'll get you, and we'll get you at the ballot box, and we'll get President Trump back in office, and we'll rein all this stuff back in. That's how we do it. Stormy Daniels wearing a bulletproof vest. Don't have to worry about being killed by some conservative. Give me a break. We don't operate like that. Who does? The Democrats. Again, it is the worst form of projection, and there are Americans that are buying into it. But that's what this program is for. And quite frankly, folks, it's what all of you are for. You watch a program like this, you watch others, Dan Bongino, my buddies, Dana Lash, all of them. I don't care who you watch if they're conservative. I want you to watch all of them. Take the messages you learn on shows like this and others and take it to the streets. This is what Stinchfield's army is all about. It's to counteract the cackling hens of The View. It's to counteract Rachel Giraffe Neck Maddow. That's how we go after them, with truth. It's the greatest weapon that you could ever possess when it comes to battling back the propaganda and lies of the left. And then, of course, the Constitution. Add in the Bible on top of that. And then I believe in the end, God is on our side. We are under a satanic attack. These people work for Satan himself. We are the angels that are fighting back. We are the army of God that fights back against the satanic attack that is trying to take down America. They're trying to take our daughters from us. They're trying to steal our sons, turn our sons into daughters and our daughters into men, wussify the military, make everyone a victim of crime to the point where what? We scream, cry, and yell, uncle? We're not letting it happen. Not on our watch. That's why I'm so proud of Stinchfield's army. I'm so proud. What little movement we have, and it's growing, baby. And they hate it that it's growing. But what we have, they despise. Here's the other thing they despise. They despise that we're unified now. We're getting more and more unity with blacks and whites and Hispanics and whites and Hispanics and blacks. A unified United States terrifies the left. They're shaking in their boots at the prospect of President Trump getting all these minority voters and support for him, because the whole plan falls apart if you can't race bait anymore. If they don't believe that Republicans are racist, well, the whole plan falls apart. And that, folks, is what is happening. That's going to do it for us today. Don't forget my social media, Stinchfield1776. Please go give me a follow on Instagram or Twitter. Not Grant Stinchfield on Instagram. On TikTok. And then, of course, the website, GrantStinchfield.com. GrantStinchfield.com. Sign up for the email list there. That's the way I can stay in touch with you. Very, very important. I so very much appreciate every single one of you for watching. We will see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. God bless every one of you. Stinchfield's Army rolls. Thanks for watching, folks.